you can, as a people and as an individual, respond more appropriately.
Well, with that, we got to wrap up here. I just want to really quickly reiterate that this Saturday, 6:30 p.m., the Hollywood Theater is presenting a benefit screening of Promised Land, which centers on two indigenous tribes, the Pacific Northwest, the Duwamish and Chinook Indian Nations, as they both fight for the restoration of treaty rights still legally denied to them by the U.S. government. Saturday, Hollywood Theater. Of course, Chris Hedges will be in town Friday and Saturday at the Aladdin Theater, 7 p.m. on Friday, I believe 2 p.m. on Saturday, Stop Fascism Tour. With that, we got to get out of here. This is Paul Rowland with Jackie Keeler. Thanks, Jackie.
Thank you, Paul. Yeah.
Tune into KABU on Sunday, May 28th at 10 p.m. for a live broadcast of Thirsty City. Thirsty City is a monthly hip-hop night at The Know, and Sunday, May 28th will be a benefit for KABU. Performers include Libretto, Mike Crenshaw, DJ Wicked, Burial Ground Sound, and many more. Again, that's Thirsty City, hosted by King Tim 33 and a third, Matt Fu, and Northern Draw, Sunday, May 28th, starting at 8 p.m. at The Know, 3728 Northeast Sandy Boulevard in Portland, and also broadcast live at 10 p.m. on your community radio station, KBOO Portland.
Hi, my name is Pauline.
And I'm her brother Arnold.
Our mom volunteers at KABU. She's just one of the 500 volunteers that keep the station running.
Thank you for listening to KABU and supporting the station.
You are a member, right?
If you're listening to the station, you should be a member.
Remember, it's community radio, and you're part of the community.
It isn't fair for other people to pay your way.
Yeah, remember, that's not a good example for us kids. Remember, we're all in it together.
Now, I know money's tight. My mom won't let me get a PlayStation 2, even though I like PlayStation 2s. She says they make you dumb, plus they're expensive.
Well, here's something that's neither. It's called a KABU membership. And you owe it to yourself and to the community to become a member now.
Or renew your existing membership. Just call 503-232-8818. Or 1-877-500-KBOO.
And thanks for supporting KABU.
Indeed. Thank you so much for supporting KABU. This is KBOO Portland. Coming right up, we've got Political Perspectives. Teresa Mitchell welcomes Democracy Now!'s Amy Goodman later in the hour. But to start us off, we'll have an interview with Matt Taibbi from Rolling Stone. At 10 o'clock, Chris Andre hosts a special Air Cascadia. At 10:15, Flashpoints with Dennis Bernstein. And at 11 o'clock, The Recovery Zone welcomes Elizabeth Welling, author of Your Brain's Politics, Neuroscience and the Political Divide, a look at the differences between conservatives and progressives' political framing. And we're just going to go right to Teresa's theme song and a little talk with Matt Taibbi. Thanks for tuning into KABU this morning.
Yes, it is the Balalaikas, and no, it's not Thursday, but it is me, Teresa Mitchell, and I'm here on a special pledge drive fundraising show, and the reason I'm doing this on Wednesday morning instead of Thursday morning is just one reason, and that is it is time to raise, over the next hour, $3,000 for KBOO. Now, this is something that I haven't done in 1 hour for a long time, but it has been done on KBOO. We have had shows that have raised $5,000 and $6,000 in an hour. We can do that again. And so I'm asking all those of you who have already contributed to be pulling with me morally and with the station as we try to, at the last minute, get those dollars in to keep our community radio, to keep our truth radio out there, pumping out the signal, keeping the power on in the studios, keeping the equipment replaced, and the very few staff members that we have here paid adequately. I mean, you know, they got to eat, and we have to get the money in. We're pretty close. We're within, quarter or a third of our goal, something like that. But we only have today to raise the money. So it's got to be $3,000 this morning, and we can do that. So before I even get started, let me give you the number to call, because I'm talking to you right now, and you're the person who's listened to me maybe several times, and you know who I am, and you support what I'm doing, and you think that it's a good idea to try to create a new society based on transparent, informed participation, absent coercion. And we can move towards that better world by telling the truth about the world that we are in, which is absolutely, well, berserk, let's face it. If things were not so grim, we'd have to laugh at it. But I am really pleased at this moment that Matt Taibbi has graciously agreed to join us, even though he's traveling. He's trying to get somewhere, by golly, but he's going to spend a few minutes on the air with us. Matt Taibbi, are you there?
I am. How are you doing, Tariq?
I'm doing great. I'm really glad to be here. It's been a really fun pledge drive. I love pledge drives because I get to see everyone come in, and it's kind of a party atmosphere. Well, it's totally a party atmosphere, to tell you the truth. And we know how to party down. I really enjoyed talking with you about your new book, Insane Clown President, and it has only proved more and more prescient as the months wear by. How are the sales on your book?
It was a bestseller, so it did pretty well. Obviously, it's a compilation, so it's not the same as, a book that was written from scratch and nobody's read any of the material before, but, I think it did well.
I really enjoyed seeing some of the material again. I picked up an old copy of Rolling Stones that I kicked under my couch when I was cleaning up after the dogs the other day, and it was a March 2016 issue, and in it, you predicted the nomination of this demagogue, and you were quite certain. It was really a very prescient piece. I mean, you could see just how well his demagogic direction of hate and sneering and his collection of, delusions was working. And I wonder how you feel about that. What's the latest thing that you're thinking about Trump these days?
Well, obviously, we and he are learning, there's a vast difference between getting elected and running a country. I think one of the things that people didn't really understand about Trump and didn't, in a strange way, didn't give him enough credit for, was that he pioneered a brand new way of campaigning that really involved almost no ground game, no staff, no institutional support. The campaign was really just him. He did have a few kind of people in his orbit, but it wasn't like a traditional Republican or Democratic campaign where he had armies of volunteers and people were calling, phone lists and that sort of thing. His campaign was really a media-driven phenomenon where he was just attracting a lot of attention. Now, the problem with that is when you transfer to the presidency, which is this, sort of enormous, colossal bureaucratic effort, that's a completely different thing. And even though he's succeeded in gobbling up enormous amounts of media share, it's much more difficult to govern than it is to stay in the news.
Yeah, I think you can see that in his face and his body language. I mean, he just seemed so much more bubbly when he was campaigning, so much happier, and now he seems put upon, and we see that
absolutely
frown more often.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the presidency, this is one of the questions that a lot of us asked about his run, which was, why would anybody want this job if you didn't need it? I mean, for somebody like Donald Trump, whose life history has basically been spending money traveling the world playing golf and, you know, sort of romping with models, why would you want the most stressful job in the world where your every move is examined under a microscope and, you know, it ages the best of us? And Donald Trump clearly isn't having a lot of fun right now.
I wonder if the effect of having Trump as a president is depressing the expectations of a president. I mean, he's with the Pope most recently, and I think we can safely assume that he was not talking about how to become a knight of faith in Kierkegaardian sense with the Pope.
Probably not, no.
And the Pope looked like he smelled something really bad.
Well, I'm sure he's met with worse, believe it or not, but yeah, it was not a pretty picture.
Well, we are here to raise money, and as I said, I want to raise $3,000 in this hour. I would like to suggest that, and I'm sorry, you were going to say something about that as well?
No, I'm just saying it's a noble cause. Independent media is a great thing, and I wish you the best of luck, and if anybody's listening, you should definitely send your money in.
Talking with Matt Taibbi, writer for Rolling Stone and so many other publications, and author of Insane Clown President and other books. Insane Clown President, of course, is the memoir of the incredible primaries that put Trump into the White House.
Close enough.
The number to call is 877-500-5266. I hear the voice of my beloved Ani, and I would like to suggest that you decide that you care enough about the truth, about community radio, about a better world, that you're going to get the KBOO zip-up hoodie, which we have in your size. It's a black hoodie, has a lovely logo, and Ani can tell you all about it.
It's very true. I am Ani. I'm here with Liz, and this is the last day of our spring membership drive. The time to hear from you is now. And you can call us at 877-500-5266. With your contribution of $300, you can get this amazing zip-up hoodie. It is a wonderfully thick, fleecy hoodie. It's got the KBOO logo emblazoned on the left, upper left breast of the front of the hoodie. Yeah, I guess that would be the breast. So that is the thing to do. You can call in right now with your $300 contribution. You can break that down to $25 a month. We just ask that you take the action that makes such a difference for the entire community. Call us, support KBOO, your independent community radio station, at 877-500-5266. I want to thank a whole lot of folks that have been calling this morning. I want to thank Bonnie in Southwest Portland for renewing her membership. I want to thank Mark in Northwest Portland, and Keith and Karen in Mount Hood, Ruben in Southeast Portland, Alexis in North Portland. I want to thank Vincent in Southwest Portland and David in Southeast Portland. We've heard all around. Joseph in Hillsboro called in, Ariadna in St. Paul, Oregon, Greg in Southwest Portland, and Cherie in Southeast Portland. Thank you all so very much for your support of KBOO this morning. We would love to thank you when you call 877-500-5266 and let us know you are a part of our grassroots support. You are listening to this conversation right now with Matt Taibbi and Teresa Mitchell. It is a fantastic conversation. Matt Taibbi is an amazing journalist. I love his writing, and I know that I've enjoyed the conversation between Matt Taibbi and Teresa Mitchell before. Right now, you are listening to this unique conversation you cannot get at other places. It is here on your community radio station, and it is made possible with your support. Call us, 877-500-5266.
Thank you very much, and well, now, back with Matt Taibbi, I'm so glad that you could join us again. I've had Naomi Klein in this room. I've had Michio Kaku here. Something that all of these people would agree with is that this country is on the wrong track, and a huge thing that would help would be better public education and a more honest discourse from journalism. And to that effect, I'd like to ask you, Matt Taibbi, since you have focused so much on Trump, we see him confronting Kim Jong-un in North Korea increasingly. What thoughts do you have when you see this this back and forth between the two demagogues?
Well, I think it's a complicated question. I think, ironically, one of the things about Donald Trump, the candidate, was that his posture, at least from a campaigning standpoint, was relatively isolationist. He spoke a lot on the campaign trail, and I remember listening to these speeches over and over again about how he wanted to spend less on foreign wars, and he just didn't think it was a good deal, and blah, blah, blah. And I think one of the things that happened when he became president is that the permanent government and the sort of beltway punditocracy started to send him messages that he needed to be more aggressive if he wanted to be taken seriously as a president. And we saw that in the reaction to his missile attack in Syria. He was suddenly lauded by all these people, critics of him. And I think one of the problems with Trump is that he's so media sensitive that when he gets positive attention, he's almost guaranteed to repeat the behavior.
So that's the danger.
Yeah, and I think that's one of the things we really have to worry about, is that he's been lauded for being more aggressive, and that almost guarantees to me that he's going to get into more dangerous situations. So I worry a lot about that. I think this is the single scariest thing about him is that he doesn't understand the consequences of foreign policy and military confrontation, and encouraging him in that direction is a bad thing.
You know, it makes me think that there's really not that much depth to his personality, that he just needs the love so much that he's going to be influenced by whoever's around him in the office. Do you think I'm on the right track there?
Well, most people who watched him or who studied him will tell you that the diagnosis on Donald Trump is pretty simple. He's a narcissistic personality disorder, and he responds positively to people who praise him, and he proactively attacks people who, when he expects that they're going to criticize him. And the pathology there is not all that complicated. But to be fair, most politicians are pathological in one way or another. It's just that it's usually different. For Trump, it's not so much about accumulating power. It's really much more about attention with him. And that's what's scary, is that he's really, I think, governing by following the news and seeing how people respond to his behaviors. Whereas for other politicians, it's more Machiavellian. It's more like, well, what can I do to increase my influence and destroy my enemies? So that's what's going on with him.
Matt Taibbi, I just got a note saying that we have copies of your book, Insane Clown President, for a $75 pledge. Works out to, I think, $625 a month, trying to raise $3,000 before the top of the hour. So this is the time. This is the last day of our pledge drive. These are some of our last hours. We really need to get that money rolling in. So if you've been holding back, thinking about whether you want to do this or not, just think that you can have your own copy of Insane Clown President simply by getting your feet wet with that first-time pledge, calling us up at 877-500-5266. That's 877 toll-free, 500 because I don't know what, Galaxy 500. And 5266 spells KBOO once again, 877-500-5266. It's your little contribution that makes us who we are over the last several decades. Five decades almost, we're so close. And Matt Taibbi, one day, if you have a moment, I'd like to ask you what you think about the proposed Make America Great Again budget. It seems to me that the theme of the budget could be the poor are badly behaved and we're going to punish them.
Well, right, yeah. I mean, look, the budget is pretty much exactly what he promised as a candidate. It probably won't work out to be as bad as all that when all is said and done. But it certainly speaks to the priorities of the administration. And I think this is the areas where, I think people should really focus their criticism of Trump is what he's actually doing as president. I worry that a lot of these investigations aren't politically going to be politically fruitful in the end, but this speaks to a major sort of philosophical difference between him and people on the other side.
Raising $3,000 this hour, that means that you need to call in right now to avoid the rush at the end of the hour, and we need your call right now. Give us a thrill. Call us at 877-500-5266. Matt Taibbi, the Manchester Bomb, has resulted in, it confuses me, that 4,000 soldiers have been deployed. Now, this is not the first time I've seen that sort of phenomenon, but the thing that flummoxes me about it is a bomb went off. A police investigation is obviously required. What are the 4,000 soldiers on the streets of Britain going to do? Are they going to shoot at explosions? I just don't understand that. Do you have anything, do you have a comment on that?
No, although I, you know, having lived in Moscow, where bombings were, terrorist bombings were relatively routine, you know, sometimes what happens, I think, with these things is that they have information that we don't know about, and the extra bodies that are there deployed for surveillance purposes, they're looking for someone or some groups, a group of people. Obviously, you can't prophylactically prevent a terrorist attack. So I think in, when you see something like that, a force deployment, there's probably something else going on that we don't know about, is my guess.
Well, thank you for that. Now, I've been concerned about climate change, and of course, the Trump administration is belligerently denying that they're going to do anything about climate change, or that if it exists at all, that it's not caused by human activities, et cetera, et cetera. How do you view the, I mean, I think that the Trump administration is going to have to deal with climate change in some way. Do you see the writing on the wall? Do you know how they're going to act, or do you think it'll just be more of the same?
Well, no, I mean, I think they nominated an EPA director who is, you know, openly basically said, spoken of his disbelief in climate change, and has even spoken of his disdain for the existence of the EPA. So it's going to be an uphill battle to get this administration to do anything about that. I think it's, you know, again, this is the really dangerous area about that administration is, who are they putting in charge of the agencies? What are their budgetary priorities? You know, I wouldn't expect any relief on the climate change front for a while. Teresa, I'm sorry. I have to unfortunately go at this point. I'm arriving at an airport. So,
all right. But, well, I really appreciate you taking the time with us. Matt Taibbi, writer for author of Insane Clown President. And thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Good luck.
Okay. Bye-bye. And we have copies of Insane Clown President for you. And it's a rollicking read. I've quite enjoyed looking at the essays in it. You can get it for an annual donation of $75, or you could add it to your already moving EFT amount coming into KBOO. If you're already a member, you can do that. You can do it by calling 877-500-5266. And I think we have Liz and Ani.
It's true. We do. And right now, we'd love to also have you with us. 877-500-5266. You were just listening to the conversation with Matt Taibbi and Teresa Mitchell. Insane Clown Posse is an awesome book. And if you haven't read it yet, then really, avail yourself of a copy of this book with your membership of $75 to KBOO Community Radio. We are looking to raise $3,000, because that's the kind of confidence Teresa has that you, dear listeners, right now will be moved to action. And that action is calling 877-500-5266. You could also get a zip-up hoodie for your $25 a month contribution. That turns into $300 over the course of a year. I know I could not come up with $300 at any given time, but $25 a month makes it so much easier for so many more people of, let's say, modest means to give. Please, it takes action from each and every one of us. It's participatory radio. We would love your participation as you love to get KBOO in your ear. Go ahead and give us a call at 877-500-5266, or online. You can also contribute and become a KBOO member today at kboo.fm. Liz is here, and she's got some people to thank.
That's right. We'd like to thank Sunny in Southwest Portland.
Thank you.
Thank you, Sunny. And thank you, Pear, in Southeast Portland. Thanks,
right,
Pear. And I'm just hearing the phones going some more. We are proceeding onwards towards our goal for this hour, but we need your help to get there. So now is the time. Pick up that phone, 877-500-5266. 866 or online at kboo.fm and click on the donate button. As we mentioned before, we have Matt Taibbi's book, Insane Clown President, for a $75 membership level. That works out to $625 per month, speaking of not having a whole wad of money to donate at one time. I would have a hard time coming up with $75, but I could probably give you $625 a month. And if that's true for you and you've enjoyed what you've been listening to this hour from Matt Taibbi, whose incisive investigative work has really just laid open the heart of the tomfoolery of this presidency.
Indeed.
You know, now's the time. You can pick up a book and support your local radio station. It's a win-win. 877-500-5266. I also want to make a pitch to all of you who are currently members. Thank you, by the way. You could, in fact, top up your membership and add to it a little bit. So if you are a sustaining member and you contribute monthly on our automatic withdrawal EFT system, you could up that amount. So if you're already giving us $5 a month, how about raising that to $625? You won't even notice that little amount of money, but it will make a huge difference to us. And now's the time to do that, because this is, in fact, the last day of the spring membership drive. 877-500-5266 or kboo.fm. Ani?
Yeah, absolutely true. We are significantly behind in the spring membership drive. We are looking to raise $22,000 today to close in that gap. We have never raised $22,000 in a day before, but we feel confident that you right now hearing our voices understand the importance of your participation at KBOO, at your independent community radio station, and you know that we are stronger together as we face some perilous times ahead. Right now is how we do it. We do it together, each one contributing what they can, and knowing that together we are all a part of this community resource that is so much bigger, and in fact empowers so many communities to share our truths, to share our perspectives, to have our voices be heard, to build bridges, to hold space for important, controversial, heated conversations sometimes, because we live in a complicated world and we need each other to help make sense of it. You are an important part of this solution. Call us at 877-500-5266. It's an act that is so deceptively simple. It just takes a couple minutes of your time as you speak with one of our phone answering volunteers and you say, yes, you want to contribute to KBOO Community Radio. You want to participate. You want to become one of our grassroots supporters. You want to be a KBOO member. Go ahead and give us that call, 877-500-5266. Think about making KBOO a part of your monthly budget. At whatever level you can afford, we would love to welcome you in. You want a copy of Insane Clown President? That's fabulous. Please do contribute at least $75 to do that. That's $6.25 a month. Maybe you have the ability to give a little bit more. Perhaps you could give $25 a month and get this wonderful zip-up hoodie. It is a wonderfully
gorgeous.
It's a great construction. It is warm on these spring days. Give us a call right now and let us know you are there and you want to be counted. 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-5266. You've heard the conversation with Teresa and Matt Taibbi. Coming up very soon, we will be talking to Amy Goodman.
We hope.
And right now is the time to give us a call. 877-500-5266. Or online, you can get us at kboo.fm.
Thank you, Ani. Thank you, Liz. And thank those of you who called in. As I was saying, it's time to raise $3,000 this hour, because this is the last day of the membership drive here at KBOO Portland. And I want to talk about climate change for a moment. I'm hoping that Amy Goodman will be calling in shortly. The latest information is that sea level rise is expected to accelerate. Recently, it accelerated significantly. There was a study in the University of Siegen in Germany. The lead author said that before 1990, the Earth's oceans were rising less than half an inch per decade, but from 93 through 2012, the seas rose about 1.22 inches per decade. And Here's how sea level rise works. As the Earth's temperature warms, so do the oceans. Heat-trapping greenhouse gases cause more land ice, glaciers, and ice sheets to melt and water to expand. Warmer water simply takes up more room than cooler water, and scientists say that global warming will be the primary cause of future sea level rise. The greatest uncertainty is how quickly the massive West Antarctic ice sheet will melt. And there is an article, speaking of Matt Taibbi, there is an article in Rolling Stones, it's not by Matt Taibbi, I keep saying Rolling Stones. I guess that's a senior moment. Rolling Stone is the name of the magazine. About the monster glacier that is starting to cut loose in Antarctica. Everything is moving faster than we knew, and it seems to me that the Trump administration is gambling with their Fox and the Hen House appointments and their attitude that global warming is nothing to worry about. They are gambling that the disaster will not hit during their administration, and I think it's a bad gamble. If you'd like to comment on the situation that the world faces with Trump as president, if you'd like to comment on how important community radio is to you, the number to call is 503-231-8187. We're hoping to have Amy Goodman in here pretty soon to talk about why you need to join community radio, 231-8187. Now, I have a different number for you to get the hoodie, and I'm pushing that because that's one of, well, actually, if we can get another 7 or 8 callers, I'm guesstimating right now. I'd say probably 8 callers. We can get 8 callers in before the top of the hour over the next 30 minutes to get themselves a hoodie, to up your pledge, and to or to start a new pledge and get a hoodie. That will put us over that $3,000 goal, which I'd very much like to see. It's exciting getting the it's an honor to be able to raise money for this community radio station. I'm so honored to be a part of what I see. The staff here is so dynamic. The people who come in and broadcast are just so amazing. We have not just our terrestrial signal, but online signal now, and a second online signal. And KBOO is ready to expand, to put out the truth, to put out the humanities and the music that allows us to have a better world. And we can just do it ourselves. It's a do-it-yourself project here at KBOO. It's radio with the seams showing, as Ani likes to say. And you can call and join us right now and get yourself the hoodie. Now, let me describe it for a moment. We're talking about a union-made quality hoodie. It has a great texture to it. It's polyester and cotton. It is a zip-up hoodie. We have it in your size, and it has a logo on it that I'm particularly proud of. The logo itself is excellent propaganda, or counter-propaganda if you like. The logo basically says, we are on your side, and here's how it does it. It's in red at the bottom on a white background. It says KBOO Community Radio. Above that, it shows a gear, 90.7. So you can see I'm already describing an ironic reflection of the old socialist style. But what that gear is saying is that we all work together. And inside the gear, it says 90.7. Above the gear is a tower which rises up. It's rather stylized, a radio tower. And you can see that it's a transmitting tower because behind it is a bold red star, the sort that you might see on Che Guevara's cap. And there are lightning bolts extending out from the top of that tower. So it's a very dramatic looking, very angular logo, and this is on the front of the hoodie. And that says to everyone, when you have that hoodie, that you support community radio. And this is actually the only way you can get this hoodie. You can't buy it anywhere. We don't sell it in stores. The only way you can get it is to pledge $25 a month by calling us at 877-552-66, 877-552-66. It's a garment that says you have a certain attitude, and you are ready to promote transparent, participatory, egalitarian information to the people. And I just heard the word Dennis Moynihan, and that came from the engineer. And apparently Dennis is ready to say something on the air. Hi, Dennis.
Hey, how are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. What
well,
you got
I'm
to
really-
say?
Glad to be here. We're a bunch of us are convening in Toronto today for an event, much like you guys are having with Chris Hedges. But this is Amy and Juan Gonzalez, Jeremy Scahill, a bunch of folks coming together to talk about Democracy Now in the Trump, or rather journalism in the Trump era. And I think it's very pertinent as you're closing out your fund drive that people take a kind of a long look at where we are in terms of the media system that we depend on and the threats to not only, you know, just basic public broadcasting, but to the real aggressive confrontational journalism, the type of journalism that KBOO delivers, you know, and has been delivering for so many years. So you know, it's a perfect day to address the threats to our media system posed by the Trump administration. It's also a good day to step up and lend your hand to supporting KBOO. I just want to note, since we're in pledge drive here, that it's a very simple phone call to reach many of the dedicated volunteers taking calls, and that's 877-500-5266.
And it's wonderful that we are getting those calls in.
What's that?
It's wonderful that we are getting those calls in. We need another seven people, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's just, it's so important. You know, I know Amy was hoping to be on with you at this hour. She is currently in the air, unable to make a call, but it is, you know, part of the team effort at Democracy Now. It's a collective that pulls together the show every day and makes it available to stations like KBOO, to listeners like you all, and we really are very happy to have a partnership, a long-standing partnership with KBOO. That partnership includes as well the listeners. It has to include a community base of support, and it doesn't have to be a huge donation. It could be anything, and really the most kind of critical form of support are just small recurring donations. If you can do $5 a month or $10 a month in a recurring fashion, that forms a kind of an unassailable foundation for you know, a radical organization like KBOO, which is, you know, if you look at the media landscape today, an institution like KBOO, really, there's no logical reason for it to exist. It's the, we live in a culture dominated by commercial media outlets. We had, you know, one of the most powerful media conglomerates, CBS, run by a man named Les Moonves, who said during the campaign season last year, Donald Trump may be bad for America, but he's great for business. And you know, he really kind of was a moment of candor, that it was shocking, but he was calling it like it is. We need to challenge that. We need to have a responsive, community-based, independent, non-commercial media network. KBOO is a gem in the constellation of community radio stations, not only across the U.S., but around the world. It's such a respected institution. We treasure the times that we get to come and connect with the KBOO audience. So many times we've had events in Portland with you all, and it's just, you know, it's, on the one hand, it's such a storied institution, and at the other hand, we can't take it for granted. We have to do our part. And so if you can make that call, 877-500-5266.
Well, you and Amy Goodman are certainly rock stars.
If you've been on the fence, if you've been thinking, maybe this is the year that I step up to make a contribution, today's the day. And I'm really encouraging everyone to kind of take a deep, long look at our media system and what you can do in your own way, small or large, to support KBOO. But it starts with that phone call, 877-500-5266. Conveniently, you can also dial 877-500-KBOO, which is, that's a great way to remember the number. But again, any contribution, I know that KBOO is offering thank you gifts. The new book that I had the real privilege of writing with Amy and her brother David Goodman, for a contribution of $60, which is just $5 a month. If you can step up to $10 a month, you get the Democracy Now! T-shirt, sweat-free, made in this country. consider that as you're contemplating what level of support you might give to Cable at this critical time.
Thank you so much for that. Yes, you are co-author of Democracy Now! 20 Years Covering the Movements Changing America. And as I was saying, that you and Amy are certainly rock stars when you come to Portland, and there was quite a bit of excitement last time y'all were here. The number call 877-500-5266. The time is now, and you are the person that must do this. You've heard that you can get a copy of the book, and I am also promoting the hoodie. It's kind of convenient for me because I can count up and get seven more people to call in and get the hoodie. We'll make the $3,000 goal, which I would just love to see.
That's great.
This is the time to do it. And everyone's thrilled when the phone rings. We just have a desk out back. We do not have computers attached to it yet. We might get that if we get some more cash in, possibly some grants for equipment. But right now, we just use a triplicate carbon copy form. You spend 3 minutes on the phone with us. We write down your phone number and your name. And we send the form off to you, and that's that. You can get it done. You can set up that $25 draw on your bank account. It's very easy, and you'll get that letter in the
mail
and set it up.
The hoodies are beautiful. I think, you know, it's a functional outerwear, perfect for the Pacific Northwest, but it also makes a statement. It says, I support community media. I support a media system that isn't beholden to the shareholders, to the advertisers, you know, to the weapons manufacturers. You know, KABU, founded in 1968, a year of incredible resistance and turmoil, war, and yet, you know, people got together and said, we need a radio station here in Portland that actually addresses these issues, the anti-war resistance. And think about it, you know, I can't help but note 1968, the year that I think Donald Trump invoked his fifth draft deferment, claiming to have something like a bone spur. And we have to be very careful because, you know, there was very principled and courageous resistance to the draft in that year, the year of KABU's founding. But a privileged son of a racist real estate developer who was within years going to be sued by the federal government for racist housing rental policies, he should not have had that privilege. You know, it was about the same time that George W. Bush was off on some kind of bender in Texas or Alabama, avoiding his service through his privileged connections. We need a media institution that responds to the grassroots, that serves the 99%, that calls out these kind of privileged and frankly unelected leaders. In both cases, Bush and Trump, one case, the U.S. Supreme Court handed a victory to Bush, and Trump with a very dubious electoral college victory. And not to say that the alternatives would have been less damaging to the planet, but certainly, how is it that we live in a society where, you know, questionably elected leaders can wage war and oppress people, strip away the basic social safety net that people have constructed literally through blood, sweat, and tears for close to a century? We saw now with this budget that's being rolled out by Trump, a complete gutting of, you know, the basic tenets of a social safety net. And we need a media system that's going to report on that on a daily basis. It can't be just a one-off. It can't be squeezed between stories about weather, traffic, and all the other nonsense you get on these very well-capitalized networks. We just did a story recently about the easing of media ownership rules that's going to allow a company many of us haven't heard of called Sinclair Broadcasting, basically a right-wing juggernaut that's buying up local TV stations, and I'm pretty sure they own one in Portland, but they're gobbling up even more.
I think they have KETU here.
Down news stories from the corporate headquarters, right-wing talking points masquerading as news stories that the local stations must carry, and it's kind of creating and strengthening this right-wing propaganda network, paralleling the Fox News channel as well. Standing in opposition to that is KABU. KABU is your first line of defense against the corporate media juggernaut, this propaganda machine that Noam Chomsky has so well defined as manufacturing consent. So again, today is the day to either consider what you can do. Call 877-500-5266. A $10 pledge gets you into the camp of those who said, yes, I'm going to do something. I'm going to put what I can do. If you can afford $120, $10 a month, you get the Democracy Now! T-shirt. $5 a month for a copy of our new book, Democracy Now! 20 years covering the movements changing America. I really encourage you all to take the time to make a contribution. Get involved at the very basic level with financial support at the level with which you're comfortable. And there's so many other ways. People are getting involved. I think we just saw, you know, from the inauguration day when we were in D.C., people taking very principled stands, blockading some of the entrances to the mall. They did prevent some people from accessing the inauguration event, but it certainly didn't explain the scarcity of people there. Donald Trump and his minions explaining that it was the most viewed inauguration of all time, and just the photographic evidence betrayed the opposite. From that to the Women's March the next day, the March for Taxes on Tax Day, demanding Donald Trump release his taxes and a fair and equitable tax system, to the March for Science on April 22nd, the People's Climate March around the world on April 29th.
And these numbers are increasing. I think that's because of alternative media. I think it's because we are having an effect. People are turning to alternative media and saying, well, what can we do? And what is the real truth?
Yeah, I mean, it's... It starts with a station like KABU. That is the heart, the beating heart of kind of a broad-based community awareness. You know, again, to invoke the name of Noam Chomsky, who at the age of 88, we just started our recent tour with an event with Noam, and, you know, he is at 88 as sharp and insightful and critical of U.S. political and military hegemony as he's been throughout his career. And so it was very, very great to see him and looking so good in his senior years. But the he'll say that he knows when giving a public address if there's a community radio station in the region. Why? Because of the level of engagement, the size of the audience, the level of engagement that he can detect from the audience, the quality of questions that he receives from the audience. All that, Noam Chomsky says, indicates to him whether there is a community radio station in the region. And it's because it is, you know, as early on in the history of Pacifica Radio was called the University of the Air. And I also make a point often that it doesn't just serve us, those of us who can access information perhaps through some other digital means, through a smartphone or what Julian Assange calls a government tracking device. But for those who are locked up in the U.S. prison, the public-private prison system, who have such scarce and usually non-existent access to the modern convenience of the Internet, radio and television, but primarily radio, provide the most kind of, you know, consistent, controllable, autonomous access to information. And it is through those radio waves that penetrate the prison walls that so many prisoners get access to the kind of news and information and culture that KABU delivers on a regular basis. So think about that as well. You're not just giving for yourself, for the value that KABU gives to you in your life. You're also contributing to access for people who live on the other side of prison walls, who are, you know, subsisting on the other side of the digital divide, or in the shadows, intimidated by oppressive immigration policies. So it's such a valuable contribution to make. KABU needs your support, and this is not We really want you to make a strong, serious consideration. Is today the day that you can do it? If you care to, if you can, at any level, the number to call is 877-500-5266.
Dennis Moynihan, thank you so much.
877-500-KBOO.
Thank you so much for helping us with our membership drive. And this is Dennis Moynihan, co-author of Democracy Now!, the book, and spouse of Amy Goodman, calling in to help us with our pledge drive. Really,
I have to say, in the interest of corrections, I am a spouse, but not Amy's spouse. But regardless, there is, again, the other point, you have to question everything you read on the internet. And this is not a life or death issue that, the internet jumbles a particular person's marital status or not. But again, the importance of having local responsive media institutions. KBOO is your station, and this day of all days, we're asking you to make the pledge, to make the call. This is a time that you can make a serious difference in the future in your community now. If you're committed to resistance, make KBOO a part of that. 877-500-5266.
Thank you so very much. You're listening KBOO Portland, and you've been listening to Dennis Moynihan, and I stand corrected, not the spouse of Amy Goodman, but co-author of the book Democracy Now!, and that is a good point. Just because it's on the internet doesn't make it true. The time is 9:50. You're listening to KBOO Portland. I'm Teresa Mitchell. I'm doing a special Wednesday show. Not doing my press watch show, which will be tomorrow, but I'm doing a special show trying to raise money, and I would like to go out to Membership Central and see how we are doing and who we have to thank. Who's calling in?
Hi, Teresa. This is Liz.
Hi, Liz.
With Will.
Hey, Teresa.
Will. And we are, the phones have been ringing off the hook, but you know, it's always good to hear those phones ring just a little more. They can always ring more. At the moment, they're a little bit quiet. And they can ring by calling 877-500-5266.
What was that?
877-500-5266, or hey, go online, kboo.fm. I just want to mention a couple of things just to pick up on some of the stuff that Dennis said. Dennis said Amy Goodman couldn't be here today to talk to us, which was the original plan for this hour, but I'm here and we're all part of the team at Democracy Now! Well, I want to extend that to, we're all part of the team here at KBOO. You there on the air and the fabulous board ops in the air room and me and Will here and all of our volunteers who are waiting to take your call. But I'm also talking to all of you who are listening right now. You can potentially be part of this team here.
That's
at right. KBOO. And what you are right now is a silent listener. And we want you to become a loud and active contributor. 877-500-5266.
There's that phone.
We have a goal of $22,000 to raise before the end of this membership drive, and today is the last day. And you hear that number and you think, oh my God, there's no possibility I could come up with that kind of money. We're not asking any one of you to come up with that kind of money. We're asking 10, hundreds, thousands of you to come up with little bitty pieces of that amount, and we can make that happen as a team. We are together. We are the community team that is KBOO, and it's time now for you to invest in your community radio station that brings you this unique programming that you will not hear anywhere else on the airwaves or anywhere else in the media landscape. 877-500-5266. I also want to mention we've done a really good job promoting Dennis and Amy's book, Democracy Now!, which you can receive for a $60 membership. We've also mentioned the Democracy Now! T-shirt, which is available to you for a $10 a month membership. But I also want to mention a very, very special thank you gift for those of you with perhaps a little more change jingling in your pocket. Dinner and a show with Amy Goodman in New York City can be yours for a $2,000 minimum contribution. You and a guest will share a meal with Amy and then view a live broadcast and meet the team that produces Democracy Now! In their New York City studios.
You know, Liz, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think I've talked to a lot of people over the years who said that's kind of on their bucket list. Well, think about it.
Well, there you go. Here you go.
Yeah, think about it, because, you know, you're not going to live forever. And what if next month was all you're going to get? Well, sure, we're all mortal. We're all going to die. And what if you hadn't budgeted and made that happen? Could you say to yourself a year from now, you know, if it was your last year on Earth, oh, well, I never did get around to, you know, it's sort of like, are you going to write a book? Well, if you haven't written a book by the time you're 60, you're probably not going to write one. I'm not saying that you can't get on it and write the book anyway. But statistically speaking, it means that you've kind of blown it off. Well, think about what you really want, because that's a fabulous thing. That's something to tell your kids about. That's something to tell your friends about. $2,000 gets you dinner with Amy Goodman right there in New York.
And a tour of the studio. And so, of course, as we all mentioned, you know, carpe diem. This is the last day of the membership drive. This would be your last opportunity for a while to enjoy this kind of incredible perk. You get to meet Amy Goodman. You get to visit the studios at Democracy Now. And even more importantly than all that, you get to give a real boost to your community radio station, KBOO.FM, or 877-500-5266. I'm going to hand us off to Will, and he's going to talk to us a little more.
That's right. I am actually here. And it's a pleasure to talk on the radio to the terrific folks out there listening in to Teresa's interesting show. And Dennis Moynihan, a great guest. It's a pity we couldn't get Amy Goodman, but she's a jet setter and she's a very busy schedule. And I know you folks out there have busy schedules, but it's so easy and so quick, and we got volunteers standing by to answer the phones. All you need to do is dial 877-500-5266. That's 877-500-KABOO. And you can pledge your support to this terrific radio station. As my friend Liz was saying, we have some great gifts. We have the Democracy Now! T-shirt. We have the Democracy Now! Book. We also have the great hoodie, the KABOO hoodie. Nothing on the back, so when you're running away from the cops, they can't identify you. But on the front, it declares your pride in being a KABOO member and a KABOO listener. And I'm very privileged to be part of this organization. I've been volunteering here about 9 years. And I recommend, if you have time, why not come on down to our station? We're at 20 Southeast 8th Avenue, just off Burnside. We're really easy to find. Beautiful mural out front. And we'll have a receptionist there, and you can have a cup of coffee, maybe get a tour of the radio station, and drop off your donation that way. And it's a terrific way to find out the center of the community. As Dennis Moynihan was saying, I honestly believe that KABOO is the beating heart of Portland. It's a great city, and this is a wonderful community resource. A lot of cities don't have this. So you can show your support and your appreciation of this great radio station, the staff who work here, and the infinite amount of volunteers who make this show, these shows happen, by dialing 877-500-5266. And if you don't feel like doing that, then it's super easy to donate online. You can look us up at kboo.fm, and there's a very simple donation method there. It will take only a few minutes, and it could be the most important thing you do today. Isn't that right, Liz?
That is completely right. I've got some folks to thank. Thanks to Dennis in Corbett, who has upped his membership. That's fabulous.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you so much, Dennis. Amanda in Northeast Portland, who is a new member. Thank you, Amanda.
Thanks, Amanda.
Cherie in Southeast, who has upped her membership, too. Thank you so much.
Cherie.
Yeah, and we have goodness.
Do we have goodness?
We always have goodness here.
That's good.
We already said thanks to those folks.
Well, we want to thank everybody.
But we
want to
thank everybody we haven't thanked yet. And we want to thank you, but you have to call and do your part. 877-500-5266. Call and pick up a copy of Democracy Now! 20 Years Covering the Movements That Changed America for a $60 membership.
You also get Matt Taibbi's book.
You can also pick up Matt Taibbi's book. We heard from him earlier this hour. Remind me the name, Teresa. I'm spacing
Insane
out.
Insane Clown President.
That's right. That's right. About
Perp.
About our one and only. Yes. And then, of course, if you have a little extra money, or even a lot of extra money, and you've always wanted to meet Amy Goodman in person, you have the opportunity right now to, for $2,000 contribution, to win dinner and a show with Amy Goodman in New York City. You get to have a meal with her and talk to her about all the amazing work that she does, and then go to the studios at Democracy Now! And watch the show being broadcast. It's an amazing opportunity, and you really get to help out your community radio station, because this is where Democracy Now! Is broadcast here in Portland.
2 minutes.
It's on KABOO. I got some more people to thank. This is so exciting. Doan in Northeast Portland, renewed membership. Greg in Southwest Portland, also renewed membership. Bonnie in Southwest.
Oh my goodness, this means we only need three more.
Rebecca in North Portland. And
two more.
And Sunny in Southwest Portland. Thank you to all of you. Thank you to everybody who's already become a new member or renewed your membership or given a gift membership or increased your monthly contribution from, say, $5 a month to $6.25 a month.
You can be the one put us over the top for our goal.
You can. You
we have
can.
1 minute left.
But you've
you
got one. Oh my goodness, here's even more. We've got Pear in Southeast Portland, Marie in West Richland. I'm not sure where that is. Washington? Oh, Washington. Okay, sorry. Wow, the Tri-City area. That's totally awesome. Jeffrey in Southeast, a new member. Heather in Northeast, and Christine in Southwest.
Fantastic.
That's
seconds
right.
remaining.
That's right. It's fantastic. And we're very grateful to all those people who've called in.
And what number should they call?
They should call 877-500-5266. And don't forget, every time you call in, we ring that bell. And every time that bell is rung, a demon gets its horns.
And dogs start salivating.
You can hear how enthusiastic we are. We love doing this.
We really do.
When you get involved, you'll see that you have the opportunity to get more involved. And we can share that joy with you. You really should be a part of it. You really should commit. I mean, it should be, I think, the contribution should be something that you actually feel, whatever amount you choose, by calling 877-500-5266, 877-500-5266. Perhaps Liz and Will could say it together to close us out here.
877-500-5266.
Awesome.
Or, of course, go online to kboo.fm. Anywhere on planet Earth, you can find us there and become a member that way.
Thank
also.
You so much. I see Chris Andre coming into the studio ready to do Air Cascadia. So that's up next. More of your community radio station. Thanks so much for contributing. Let's make it happen. Just a few more $1,000 and we'll be over the top.
That's right.
KBOO Community Radio is proud to host Chris Hedges and Joe Sacco on Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater in Portland. Journalist Chris Hedges and award-winning cartoonist Joe Sacco wrote the best-selling book, Days of Destruction, Days of Revolt, together. Their talk includes a discussion about sacrifice zones, areas in America that have been offered up for exploitation in the name of profit, progress, and technological advancement. Again, that's Chris Hedges and Joe Sacco, Saturday, May 27th at 2 p.m. at the Aladdin Theater, 3017 Southeast Milwaukee Avenue in Portland.